is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnge creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Bar at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy, let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's, just gotta have my big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
My goodness, things are hopping here at Jackson Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. It's a 1,400 spectator sellout, not a seat to be found. Shelby County League Boys Championship, for all intents and purposes, on the line here at Jackson Center tonight as the Jackson Center Tigers, 8-1 in the Shelby County League, take on the Anna Rockets, 7-1 in league play. Jackson Center, 14-2 overall. Anna, 11-3 overall. Earlier in the year, the Rockets whipped up on the Tigers at Anna, 59-38. Anna pulled away early on third quarter. On that particular night, Chuck, Cam Stewart for Anna did a number on Aiden Reichert of Jackson Center, held him 8 points below his per-game average of 20. He was shackled with just 12, and Anna won that game of 21. They've got to do it again tonight to win the league outright.
Well, yeah, they're going to have to. Jackson Center's offense goes through Reichert, obviously.
Right.
He had a mediocre game on Tuesday night at Loramie. First half, he got nothing. Second half, he came on and ended up with, I think it was like 14, 15 points. But they need help. They got 1-3 out of Elker. He never took another shot in the game. They've got to get some more help from him for them to be a team that's going to go very far in the tournament and a team that can win the Shelby County League tonight.
Trevor Sosby, a couple big threes in the second half in the Jackson Center win over Fort Loramie. That was the boost that head coach Scott Elker needed. In all, five young men for the Tigers nailed threes in that game.
Right.
And I think four of the five came in the last two quarters.
Yeah, and they held Loramie to 8 points in the second half.
Whew.
So that combination was enough for them to get the basketball win.
Yeah, if you have ever heard of a team locking down on defense to win a game over the last two quarters of play, well, look no further than Shelby County, Ohio, and Jackson Center, because the Tigers only pumped in 24 points on their own in the second half against Fort Loramie on Tuesday night and won the game by three after being down 26-11. It was lockdown defense supreme.
Right, and they only went to the free throw line seven times, which is not a lot for Jackson Center, but that first half, Loramie locked them down, and they really had trouble scoring. They had trouble really running anything. They had 13 points at the half.
Jackson Center's last 10 league losses in the Shelby County League over a few seasons have included four to Anna. In fact, the Rockets have won four of the last five against Jackson Center. Last year, the two clubs split,
Anna won here. Jackson Center won at Anna in a close one, 51-47, a couple years ago. Anna, a clean sweep over Jackson Center. And as I mentioned earlier this season, Anna, for the first time all year, shed the shoulder pads and put on the basketball sneakers and beat Jackson Center by a score of 59-38. That was Jackson Center's first loss of the year. The only other Jackson Center defeat at the hands of Marion Local on January 18th in double overtime at the Flyers Gym, 31-26. Anna's three setbacks so far this year have come to New Bremen in the opener, a game that we covered here on scorersbroadcast.com, 57-54 Cardinals. Fort Loramie was really sharp on December 27th, 2 days after Christmas. That was Hoops for a Cure at the Fort Loramie Gym. Redskins beat Anna 55-41. And Anna didn't shoot the ball very well at all at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in the Flying to the Hoop event, and was beaten by Ottoville, 61-57. Ottoville, a good Northwest District D4 boys basketball team, which led by double digits over Anna much of that second half. Anna has since rebounded with wins over Rushi, 61-50, West Liberty Salem, 85-48, and Houston on Tuesday night by a score of 78-49. Meanwhile, these Jackson Center Tigers have beaten Lehman Catholic, New Bremen, and Fort Loramie for their win streak of three in a row. I might have been a little presumptuous, Chuck, in saying this game was for all the marbles in the Shelby County League boys race. For all intents and purposes, it is, if these two clubs win out in the Shelby County League after tonight. Jackson Center has got a road game at Bodkins on February 7th, a home game against Fairlawn on February 14th. Meanwhile, Anna plays at Fairlawn this coming Tuesday. Then the Rockets play Fort Loramie on the 7th of February at Anna. And then the Rockets don't play a league game until that add-on makeup game on Monday, February 17th. Anna is home with Bodkins. If Anna were to win tonight, conceivably that home date with Bodkins on the 17th would be the game for the outright title. Of course, Jackson Center can get the upper hand with a victory tonight here at home.
Well, I think the key word there is the outright championship.
Right.
Because whoever wins tonight probably is going to do no worse than share the championship.
Sure.
Neither team wants to share it.
We've had a full house here at Jackson Center for about 90 minutes already tonight.
Great JV game, and I'll tell you what, the crowd added to it. It was like watching a good varsity game.
Yes, the freshman game was like watching a good JV game. It was highly competitive, won by Anna. Jackson Center won the junior varsity tilt by what, a point?
One by a point.
We're about 8 minutes away from the tip-off here tonight at the Jackson Center Gym, the Habitat of the Cat, and it is sold out. I officially heard from the maintenance man here at Jackson Center. He said the gym seats 1,462.
And it's 1,461 here because I see one spot.
You're probably pretty accurate, Chuck. Elsewhere in Shelby County League play tonight, the Bodkins Trojans are entertaining Houston. Meanwhile, the Fairlawn Jets are having won the other night against Rushi. Fairlawn in league play. My mistake. Let me get that right. The team that's idle in the Shelby County League tonight is Rushi's at Fairlawn. Or I'm sorry, Fairlawn's at Rushi. Is that correct? Fairlawn's at Rushi tonight? And Bodkins plays Houston tonight on the road at Houston. Fort Loramie doesn't play. Redskins are idle until tomorrow. Fort Loramie's got a date with Marion Local. Easy for me to figure out. I've been buzzed for the crowd, and I'm not thinking very clearly. Should be a fine game. Anna Rockets have been blessed with more balanced scoring this year, Chuck. 9-year head coach Nate Barhorst has got to do with that Griffin Dosik, 16 points a game a year ago. And Rockets have succeeded because when you look at the scoring column, yes, Mark Bixler leads the way with 14. Isaac Leidinger is just under 10. Mark, the only player in doubles. Isaiah Masteller at 9. Cam Stewart at 9. Riley Yulskamp has got to get going. He's at just 8 points a game, but a little better balance than a year ago. Justin Murray at 7. There's no young man in the high teens like Griffin Dosik a year ago. So it's a question of when you're guarding Anna, who do you put more pressure on?
Well, you got to stop Bixler because if you don't get out him on him, he will put it on the floor and get to the rim.
Yep.
Yulskamp more of an outside shooter, and his shot has not been great so far this season, but you know, he was so good in football. We're going to give him a break. But the one I really like, I like Masteller. When they have him on the floor, he is absolutely smooth, and he gives them a presence that just adds to their defense and adds to the fact that they're hard to defend.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of being smooth, Jackson Center was just that offensively over the final two quarters against Fort Loramie in the game on Tuesday night, because the young men from the Tigers, who were a bit tight in the first two quarters, came out in the third, Chuck. Boy, they were loose as a goose and shot the three ball very freely.
Well, they did. And Loramie was just the opposite. They tried to play to not lose the basketball game. In the end, they ended up losing it by three. But you're right. Besides Riker's 14, they got 8 out of Trevor Sosby. He had all of them in the second half. And I like the freshman, too, the Camden Reese. I think he's a good addition to this group. Uh-huh. They need to get Christopher Elkert off a little bit. He had the first three of the game, which gave them their only lead until they took the lead late in the fourth quarter.
Again, the Shelby County League standings heading into play tonight. Jackson Center 8-1 and a 7-1. Fort Loramie 6-3. Botkins 5-3. Fairlawn 2-5. Ruchi 2-8. Houston 0-9. Let me get it straight. The other two league games tonight feature Houston and Botkins at the Houston Gym. And Fairlawn is playing Ruchi tonight. Fairlawn-Ruchi tonight. That game is at the Ruchi Gym. Ruchi coming off a spanking at the hands of Botkins on Tuesday, 59-27. Boys tournament draw 1 week from Sunday. Girls tournament draw coming up in 2 days.
Looking forward to it. Seeing how many teams could possibly get 300 miles away from Fort Loramie in that Division IV.
D3 girls will be mighty interesting. There are 8 district champs in Southwest Ohio for girls D3. In past years, a team has come over from Columbus and joined 3 district winners at Springfield. This year, 4 district champs, including possibly 2. Who knows? Purcell Mary and Summit Country Day down in Cincinnati. They can win sectionals. They can win districts. And you've got a myriad of schools in girls D3 fighting for sectional titles and district championship berths. You can run down the list, Chuck. Anna Versailles right in the hunt.
Absolutely.
Along with Arcanum, Waynesville, West Liberty Salem, Miami East. So it is wide open in girls Division III for sure, as is boys Division IV.
Yeah, Division IV, again, is you come in to pick one. I think that sectional championship night on Friday and Saturday, you're going to have 2 really good basketball games.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're a few minutes away from the tip to start tonight's game between the homestanding Jackson Center Tigers and the visiting Anna Rockets. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around.
a new underwriting sponsor here on Scores, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Redker Road. Hoing and Hoing Builders offers services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale on Redker Road. They're in the Anna School District. They offer high-speed internet, too. So for info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 937-394-7144 for Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing. We've got the starting lineups in a moment. It's Anna on the road at Jackson Center and the league lead on the line in the Shelby County League Boys standings here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
VoteJordanSheriff.com. New underwriting sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. A new sponsor will keep you moving forward at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. And in addition, gratitude to the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It is out of this world. Anna Rockets opening five here tonight is as follows. Justin Murray, 6'4 senior in the middle. Cam Stewart, power forward, 6'2" senior. The trio out front, Isaac Leininger, 6' senior. Riley Yulskamp, a 5'10 senior. And Bart Bixler, a 5'11 senior. Here is the opening unit of five for the Jackson Center Tigers. Christopher Elkert, 5'10 senior at guard. Garrett Heitkamp back in the starting five. 5'11 senior. Trevor Sosby, 5'11 junior. He opens up. Also in that starting unit, Camden Reese, 6'2 Frosh, who contributed mightily on Tuesday for Jackson Center against Fort Loramie and averaging nearly 20 points a game. Aiden Reichert, 6'5 junior, in the middle. He was held to 12 by primarily Cam Stewart, with some help from Kovacs and Murray from Anna in the first meeting between the two teams.
And you gotta help on him. Not one person's gonna control him. You play on one side, you force him. Somebody needs to be there to help. He's left-handed and he really likes to go left-handed.
Well, Anna's in the road, green, white numbers, black sneakers. Jackson Center Tigers wear the white from top to bottom. Black numerals outlined in orange. Orange and black stripes along the shorts. Big, beautiful Tiger logo at midcourt. And that Tiger logo at the center circle almost spans about two-thirds of the width of the basketball floor here at the Habitat of the Cat. Opening tip to start the game, won the Jackson Center. Here's Aiden Reichert, 25 feet away. Outside the arc on the right to Sosby, who holds the ball at his chest, feeds Reichert. It's Cam Stewart on Reichert. Nose to nose. He's following him all over the floor. Heitkamp weaving out front. Goes to Elkert, 30 feet out. Elkert can shoot it from there. Bixler on him tight. Here's Heitkamp spinning into the top of the circle. Left side pass to Reese. Between the rings to Sosby. Right flank, it's Heitkamp. Jackson Center yet to penetrate the three-point arc. And we played almost a minute. Open player, high left, Camden Reese. Picked up by Murray. Popping out to catch is Elkert. Bixler on him. Into the right corner goes to Sosby. Thought about driving, fumbled the ball. Defended tightly by Leininger. And then it's given to Reichert. He's got a lane. Drive, shoots, and scores. Aiden Reichert barged down the middle.
Took a minute 15 off the clock and got a shot. That was a good possession.
Bold maneuver by Reichert. Here is Anna countering. Murray into the paint area, doesn't shoot. Flips it back out to Hillscamp. Right wing Bixler. 2-0 Jackson Center. We played 90 seconds. Anna's first offensive set. Hillscamp outside the lane on the left. Goes up to shoot. Reese blocked it. Could have been ruled a jump. The ball went to the floor. And then Hillscamp retrieved it. Here's the reset. Bixler into Murray. Back to the basket on Reichert. To Bixler on the arc. Jackson Center's defense much stingier than it was the first time the two teams played. Offensive foul, I think, Cam Stewart.
No, he stepped out of it. Caught the rebound. Murray got the rebound when he landed on the line.
And there was an errant shot by Anna. Missed everything. Loose ball rebound below the rim of Stewart. He was out of bounds. Good offensive start. Good defensive start for Jackson Center. We played 2 minutes, 2-0 Tigers. Here's Reese to midcourt. Hemmed in. Flips it to a cutter. Sosby down the lane all the way to the rack. Flipped it up there too hard. Ball comes down to Murray for Anna. Outlet to Leininger, number 5 on his back. Isaac gives it up to Hillscamp. High left to Stewart. 5:40 left in the first. Leininger sizes up a 3. Makes it. 22-footer Isaac Leininger. Averaging in doubles this year. He's had some sterling games, over 20 a couple times. 10 points on the year. Backcourt steal by Leininger. Up and in. He took it right away from Sosby. Just like that, Anna leads 5-2, thanks to Isaac Leininger. That was a pickpocket in the backcourt.
Yeah, you can't cross over in front of somebody that quick.
5:06 to go, first period. Outside the arc, right wing, Reese. Ball at his waist for Jackson Center. Straight away to Sosby, picked up by Leininger. Well, Isaac has been a spark plug all year. He's been very consistent. Reichert between the rings for Jackson Center. Goes down inside, gives the ball up to Sosby. He's picked up by Leininger, high left. Now Sosby retreats 30 feet away. Heitkamp between the circles. Hillscamp on him. Right wing Sosby. Into the post to Reese. Straight away Sosby. Thought about shooting, didn't trigger. Sosby on the bounce, 4:28 to go, first quarter. Right flank, it's Reese. Reese swirls around the top of the circle, enters the lane area, hand off to Heitkamp in the right corner. 4:10 to go in the first period, 5-2 in favor of Anna. Baseline left, it's Reichert, back to the basket against Stewart. He can't drive. Good defense by Stewart, who stood his ground. 30 feet away, it's Sosby. Sosby over the Tiger logo at midcourt. Far right flank to Elkert, who retreats. 4 minutes to go. First quarter of play. Reichert 30 feet out. Starts a drive down the lane. Flips right corner to Heitkamp. High arching three ball. Overshoots. Rebound Anna. Quickly forecourt right. Bixler on the arc to Leininger. Swings it left side to Hillscamp. 3:40 left in the first. 5-2 Anna. Bixler, Leininger straight away. Stewart at the point on the left. Hits the cutter, Bixler, bounce pass to Hillscamp on the arc. They look inside for Murray, can't find him. Here's Stewart on a drive. Pulls up, foul line, now Leininger. 3:20 left in the first. 5-2 the score. Here's a drive, down the lane, Hillscamp. Wild shot with the left hand, off the glass, didn't catch the rim. Rebound, Jackson Center. Sosby ahead to Reichert, 30 feet away. Just over 3 to go, first quarter. Baseline right, Camden Reese. Strong move around Murray. It is rolling off. No good. Rebound to Leininger of Anna. Shake and bake move in the lane. Through traffic. Collision. Walking call.
Either a travel or a charge.
I like the travel call. So often, Chuck, when that defender is set, surprising the offensive man, there's a slight shuffle before there's a bunch of contact.
Well, he tried to go through three people that time, and yep. He shuffled his feet.
I'd call it a turnover. Good choice by the official. 5-2, Anna leads. 2:50 left, first quarter. Elker dribbles behind the back at midcourt against Bixler. Down the left side to Camden Reese. There's not been a foul in this game yet. Far right wing, it's Reichert. End of the circle, Reese. Left side, Heitkamp. Picked up by Hielskamp. Here's an overplay, top of the circle. Steal by Stewart. A bust out. Up and in. Cam Stewart and Isaac Leininger with thefts. An easy run out, chippies.
Yeah, that was a very, very poor pass. And a great job by Stewart to read it.
7-2, Anna. Jackson center, four court left. Garrett Pringer. 6 foot senior, far left wing, throws it cross court to a teammate. Here's a ball pitched to the post for Reichert, wide of the mark, goes out of bounds. Camden Reese missed him. Jackson Center needs a break. Timeout, Tigers. 7-2, Anna. 2 to play in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, many thanks to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Price to fit your budget, too. Finance options, easy application for credit at Goffney. And you'll also find a perfect-fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in, try it, and you'll feel the results. Anna attacking after the timeout by Jackson Center. It's Bart Bixler. Probing the middle, dives down below the foul line, Chuck. A nice post-up move. Fadeaway 12-footer made it.
Yeah, he's just one heck of an athlete.
Sure is. Here is Jackson Center down 7 in a little bit of a frenzy now. Finally getting the ball up the floor to Elkert. Deep right corner, Camden Reese to Pringer. 25 feet away, Reichert. 90 seconds to go in the first. Anazel Jackson Center to 2 points. Not many shots. Elkert 25 feet out. Reichert, mid-range, straightaway Heitkamp, left side, Reese sizes up a triple. He missed the rim, hit the glass, ricocheted to Stewart. They head to Hielskamp. Head coach Nate Barhorst in his ninth year at Anna signals a play. Lobs it baseline right for Murray, broken up and stolen by Camden Reese. 1 minute to go, first quarter. 9-2 Anna. Reichert down the floor to Pringer, right flank. Pringer retreats to the arc. Picked up out high by Leininger. Oh, another pickpocket. Isaac on the run out. Got it for two more. Three steals by Anna near midcourt for layup.
Leininger playing defensive back out there right now.
Wow. My, oh, my. Cam Stewart a steal, a hoop. Easy layup. Leininger, two of them. Two easy scores, representing 6 of Anna's 11 points. 11-2, Rockets. 23 seconds to go, first quarter. In and out, Reichert, Heitkamp. To Reichert, now far left corner, Pringer. Shot fake, 15-footer, swish. Good-looking jumper, Garrett Pringer. Anna after the made basket. Fast break down the floor. Murray, Leininger, got it. Wow, a track meet. 4 seconds left, Reichert at midcourt. Throws it to Heitkamp. 45-footer off the top of the board. First quarter, all Rockets. 13-4, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And welcome back to a sold-out Jackson Center Habitat of the Cat. Shelby County League boys action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. And a 13 Jackson Center 4. For all intents and purposes, this is for the Shelby County League boys championship, unless either one of these two teams would get knocked off after tonight. Jackson Center's got two remaining and a three remaining. Jackson Center one game back of, or I should say Anna, one game back of Jackson Center in the win column to this point. Here we go. We start quarter number two, all Anna so far. Isaiah Masteller has entered now for the Rockets. He's on the wing, and now he floats to the top of the circle, gives it to Leininger. 13-4, Anna in the lead. Here's Bixler foul line, goes to work at Heitkamp. Oh, look at Bart go down the lane. Shovel shot, a beauty. That's a mismatch right there.
Yeah, he's a mismatch with anybody. This is my favorite Anna lineup right now.
Yep, it is very guard-oriented. Cam Stewart now is guarding Reichert 35 feet from the rim. 15-4, Anna. Camden Reese out of the circle. Goes behind the back of the dribble. Right flank to Reichert. Nose to nose with Emma Stewart. Straight away to Heitkamp. 15-4, Anna. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Here's Pringer. Tries to squeeze between Masteller and Leininger. A reach around by Masteller. Almost slipped that ball away from him, but it's called for the game's first foul. How about that?
I'll tell you, Bixler's guarding Elkert, and he hasn't had a sniff yet.
Ball inbounded to Camden Reese. 35 feet away from Jackson Center. Fakes right, goes left against Leininger. Can't penetrate. Here's a side court pass. Picked off by Hillskamp. Hillskamp is out of bounds, though. Nearly another steal and run out the other way for Anna.
Well, we've talked about Riley not having a great offensive game so far in the season, but boy, does he play defense.
Oh, he's been a ball hawk tonight. 6:53 to go, second quarter, 15-4 in favor of Anna over Jackson Center. Now, the first time these two clubs played, Anna broke out on top, but never much more than a 4 or 6 point lead until early third quarter when Anna busted it open. Tonight, all Rockets from the start here at the Tigers gym. Here is Jackson Center having difficulty making clean passes. Reichert's got the ball 30 feet away, drives on Stewart into the paint area. He's doubled, can't shoot. He gives it up, gets it back, powers to the rim, nobody's fouled. Good spin move by Reichert, who earns a couple free ones.
Well, that's where he is so improved over last year is his footwork around the basket.
Yeah, very mobile. Agile young man, 6'5" junior, Aiden Reichert. Averaging just under 20 points a game for the Jackson Center Tigers. A little over 7 rebounds a game. Southpaw at the free throw line. Missed it. A little crooked. So far, not a Jackson Center night, although we said that on Tuesday, Chuck, for two quarters.
Yeah, and it looked like this for two quarters.
15-4, Anna. Reichert hits the backboard first on that shot. No. Rebound, Anna. Leininger, right corner, Bixler. Back to Isaac. Long triple in the air. Look out. Got it. He's got it. My goodness. That 12. 12 of 18 for Anna. Scored by Leininger. He's got a couple triples. 6 minutes left, second quarter. Anna red hot, leading by 14. Reichert steps out, guns the three for Jackson Center, clangs it off the rim. Long rebound, Tigers. Fed to Reichert, baseline right, Pringer, open from 12. Bingo, he's got it. Couple of nice goals from the baseline by Pringer. 18-6, Anna by a dozen. 5.5 to go, second quarter. On a weave, Hulskamp through the top of the circle to Bixler. Picked up by Elkert. Far left flank, it's Leininger. Leininger on the dribble. Leininger scored 24 against St. Henry earlier this year for Anna. Mixler on top. Loops it far right wing to Masteller. Spin move, baseline right around Clay Akers. Ball shoveled to Stewart, right back to Masteller. Anna resets. 3 minutes gone, second quarter, 18-6, Anna. Jackson center in a tight shifting man-to-man. Anna's Bixler down low on the left to Leininger. Posting up against Camden Reese. A spinning fadeaway. He's hacked on the arm. He'll get two.
Well, Reese has length on him, but Leininger's too quick.
That was a set play off for Isaac.
Yep, he's too quick for him.
Couple foul shots here for Leininger of Anna. Spins the ball on his fingertips and pumps it up and in. 19-6, Anna, 4:56 to go, second quarter. Next shot by Isaac, dips the knees, fires it, got it. 14-point lead, Anna, 20-6. Mark it down. 4:50 left in the second quarter, Anna's head by 14. Jackson Center's got 6 points in this game in 11 and a half minutes. Elker, top of the circle, spinning, twisting. Can't drive. Hands it to Reichert. He goes to work on Stewart into the lane. Flips it out back to Akers, who pumps in a triple. That's a big hoop. Clay Akers, 6 foot senior off the bench. Rifled home with three for Jackson Center. 20-9, Anna. Deep in the left corner. It is Juleskamp. He explodes to the rim, and he's chopped up on the arm. Juleskamp saw daylight. He took advantage. 4:22 to go in the second, 20-9. Anna in the lead, couple free throws. Juleskamp, he flexes the knees and knocks it down. 21-9, Anna. Second shot by Riley. One bounce on the way. It's in again. Anna hot at the stripe.
4 for 4.
22-9, Rockets by 13. Jackson Center in backcourt against pressure, and the Tigers throw it away. Out of bounds.
This is a very poor inbounds pass.
It was sloppy. Boy, Anna's heat is unlike most pressure. It is intense. Mixler sets up on the arc, doesn't shoot. Gives it to Juleskamp, 35 feet away. Near the four-minute mark. Oh, my goodness. Bixler lets go a long three. 27-footer right in front of the Tigers bench. Missed it. And Jackson Center owns the carom. Elker to midcourt against Bixler. Spin move between the circles right at the big orange, black, and white Tiger logo. Now Camden Reese straight away. Elker high left. Left corner Akers. Akers not bashful about shooting. Elkert into the lane, goes to Akers, left corner. Wants to go inside to Reese, can't find him. Here's Reichert out high on Stewart. What a job Cam has done on Aiden so far. Aiden gave it up, got it back in the lane. He's doubled by Stewart and Masteller, and Isaiah fouled him. It's Common. Out of bounds to the Tigers, baseline right. 3:29 to go in the second. 22-9, Anna Murray back in for Masteller. Elkert, Akers, Reese, Pringer, Reichert for Jackson Center. Inbounded by the Tigers. Elkert right corner. Inside to Reichert. He splits a couple defenders and banks it in with the left. 22-11. Anna by 11. 3:14 to go here in the second. Here's a soft pass by Bixler to the post. Stolen by Reichert. Down the floor to Pringer. To Elkert. Little looping 15-footer. Headset. Elkert got down inside the teeth of the defense. Soft spot in Anna's D. Elkert flipped it in. Couple straight by the Tigers, who are within 9. Timeout. Anna 3 to go in the second. On scores, broadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And also in Sydney, as we spoke before, it's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Visit our showroom at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, just west of I-75 on Route 47. Hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture, always on display at GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. But Jackson Center on a mini run here. 7-2 and a steal by the Tigers in the half court. Quickly down the floor. Riker down inside to Reese. Shot fake and a foul against Anna. All of a sudden, momentum going the Tigers' direction. Jackson Center trying to make a push before the halftime break. Anna once led 20-6 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Camden Reese at the stripe now for Jackson Center. Arches up the foul shot. No, it's off the flange.
0-for-3 now from the line for the Tigers.
Anna's perfect at the stripe. Jackson Center, zip. Second shot, Camden Reese. That one is dead center. Anna 22, Jackson Center 14. 2:40 left, second quarter. Down the right side, Bixler for Anna. Straightaway Leininger. Data Stewart on the arc. Mules can't pick and roll with Stewart. Drives and scores. What an assist on the play by Anna. Was that Huelskamp on the pass, Chuck?
Huelskamp, yeah.
Woo. What a feed. Huelskamp and Stewart, dandy pick and roll, left side of the floor. They worked it to perfection. 2:16 left, second period. 24-14, Anna. Bixler on Elkert, 35 feet out. Here's Riker, head of the key. Left side, Reese. They back off of him. Left corner, Akers. Baseline, Riker, doubled, tripled, open player, Reese straight away, shot wide right, hit the backboard, was punched out to Jackson. Well, Jackson Center's had several shots, Chuck, which have not been close, including at least a couple free throws.
Well, Camden Reese has taken a couple of them. He needs to shoot it.
Yes.
But, boy, he needs to relax because not right now he's just forcing it up there.
Right. Yeah, Jackson Center was tight against Fort Laramie on Tuesday, then loosened up. Here's Bart Bixler, baseline left. Oh, what a fadeaway jump shot over Elkert. Swish from 16.
He just elevated and shot over top of him.
Athletic play by Bixler. Wow. 26-14, Anna. 1:26 to go in the second. Two straight buckets for the Rockets. They've taken the 8-point lead back out to a dozen. Here's Elkert 30 feet away, down in the left corner to Pringer. Big possession here, Jackson Center. Baseline left, it's Reichert. Fading, shooting over Stewart. Missed it, little heavy. Rebound, punched in the air, out of bounds, off Jackson Center. Anna defending Aiden Reichert extremely well.
Nothing easy, that's for sure.
1 minute to go, second quarter. Midcourt, Bixler. Left side, Leininger. Looks for Bart in that corner again. He drives at Elkert, baseline left, ducks under, drew the two-shot foul. That's simply a one-on-one play that side of the floor. And Anna gets to the foul stripe here. Bart Bixler, an opportunity to advance the lead out to 14. Free throw, Bart, got it. 27-14, Anna, 52 ticks to go, second quarter. Second shot, Bart. Flexes the knees, little lengthy, long rebound, tapped out to Bixler. Goes baseline again, around a man, missed it wildly off the top of the backboard, and Reichert's got the rebound. 40 seconds to go in the second. Here's Reichert, 45 feet away, dribbling. Jackson spreads the floor. Elkert comes out to get it. Tigers look like they might play for one. They're down to 13 points. Reese, left side, Pringer. Anna guarding loosely at the arc. Now Stewart comes out to meet Reichert. Numbers to numbers.
12, 11, 10. Reichert gave it up. Got it back. He's 40 feet away against Stewart. It's a 1-4 set for Jackson Center. Reichert picks up his dribble. Goes to Akers. Fall away. 35-footer. Hit the flange. And that's the end of the first half. All Anna. Rockets 27. Jackson Center 14 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, so far, the Anna Rockets 7-1 in the Shelby County League, dominating 8-1 Jackson Center to the tune of 27-14 after two quarters of play. They're serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker, number one in the area. It'll customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 492-1857, 492-1857. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, 27-14 in favor of the Rockets. Isaac Leidinger's got 14 points for Anna. That's what Jackson Center's got.
Well, he's tied them. Tigers have them right where they want them, down 13 at halftime, just like they were Tuesday night.
Right.
Only difference is Anna's going to keep attacking.
Yes.
So they're going to have to figure out a way to be more consistent offensively, because right now they're struggling.
Yeah, you're so right. A very similar score on Tuesday. Fort Loramie led Jackson Center 26-13 at the break.
Not a lot of rebounding. Anna had 7 rebounds, 1 offensive. Jackson had 4 rebounds, 1 offensive. The Tigers turned it over 5 times. Anna turned it over 4. Of those 5 turnovers, though, 4 of them went for baskets at the other end. 1-for-4 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Anna 5-of-6 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, like I said, Isaac Leininger had 14. They got 7 from Bart Fixler, 4 from Cam Stewart, and 2 from Riley Uhlskamp. They scored 13 and 14, 27 at the half. Jackson Center, 4 from Reichert, 4 from Pringer, 3 from Akers, 2 from Christopher Elkert, a free throw from Reese. They scored 4 and 10. They trail it 27-14 at the half.
Now, Chuck, I'm not sure what the magic potion is going to be for Jackson Center tonight. Somehow, some way, Aiden Reichert has got to get off the snide. He can't get a good look. When he touches the ball, 15 feet away, Cam Stewart's on him. When he gets it 8, 10 feet away. Boom, he's doubled, triple teamed even.
Right. Yeah. He's playing a lot on the perimeter right now.
Yes.
I mean, somehow they've got to swing the basketball, set a screen for him, and allow him to come open across the lane and catch it in a scoring position. Right. He's not catching it where he doesn't have to do something offensively to make it. It's not moving his feet. He actually has to put it on the floor to get a shot off, and that's tough for a big kid.
The key to this game here tonight, Chuck, I think is a little different than Tuesday night when Jackson Center was at Fort Loramie and was down by 13 at the half. We know that Jackson Center's going to generate more offense in the third and fourth quarters. Can Jackson Center hold Anna to two field goals and a half like it did on Tuesday against Fort Loramie?
No, they can't.
No.
Which means they're going to have to score more.
Right.
I mean, they made a little run, and they got it all the way down to 8.
Right.
But then Anna pushed it right back out to the 13-point lead here at the half.
Anna playing with so much confidence.
Well, they played 6 kids, and they got 2 different types of teams. When they've got Murray on there, they're a little bigger. When they put Masteller out there, they are a good steward to me. I mean, he's got some good size. He's as quick as all the rest of them out there.
Right.
When those 5 are on the floor, they are lethal defensively.
And guess who the first team is back to the floor after the locker room break? Anna.
Nothing to talk about.
Right.
Go do the same thing you just did.
Yep. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. It's a 27-14 game, Anna over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon Dr. Heckler was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine for our halftime. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sidney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Here at the half tonight, Local Equipment, a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, recognizes a dozen seniors on these two rosters here this evening. For the Anna Rockets, Isaac Leininger, Justin Murray, Cameron Stewart, Riley Yulescamp, and Bart Bixler. For Jackson Center, Mason Flatfoot, Christopher Elkert, Garrett Heitkamp, Clay Akers, Garrett Pringer, Jaron Reese, and Calvin Winner.
who suffered a second shoulder injury and missed the season, thought he would play right before the season began. He hurt it again. Tigers would love to have him. Fine player, great student athlete. Calvin Winter, the 12th of those 12 seniors on these two clubs. Our halftime student athlete spotlight segment underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner we simply could not have gotten off the ground in 2006 and 7 without the help from LaCal. It promotes student, academic, and athletic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start. 13 years ago, LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Here we go, third quarter underway. Reichert with a drive down the lane. A late dish to Camden Reese, up and in. Splendid play by Jackson Center, kicking off action here in the third quarter. Reichert exploded down the middle, and then he and Reese collaborated. Reese broke in from the right corner, took the assist, and dropped home the easy one. Anna was surprised. Here's Cam Stewart on the arc for Anna, which leads 27-16. 7:20 to go, third quarter. Any changes for Jackson Center defensively, Chuck?
No, they're still staying man, and they've still got the same combination.
Here's Justin Murray on the arc. Spins, dives around Reichert, who got him in on the ball and blocked it. Quickly down the floor, Jackson Center. Picked off by Hillscamp. 3-on-3. Hillscamp splits two defenders and lost it. Jackson Center back the other way. Head coach Scott Elkers says, slow it down, look for the good one. Akers wide open right corner. Bingo! Triple! Here come the Tigers. Timeout, Anna. Jackson Center growling. 27-19. We played a minute 12 in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
A couple of Shelby County League first quarter scores thanks to Matt Zerker, who's alongside here tonight at Jackson Center. Fairlawn 17, Rushi 13, Bodkins 14, Houston 5. Here is Bixler, foul line extended left for Anna. Jump shot off to the right. Stewart tries to tip it in, can't. Jackson Center boxes out. Tigers have got the ball. Elker to midcourt. 27-19. Anna by 8. Jackson Center, though, coming out with a different attitude to start the second half. 5 straight points. Just over 6 to play. Outside the arc on the right, it's Camden Reese. Across the top of the circle to Elker. Straight away, Reichert. Cam Stewart on him. Reichert into the lane, goes to Akers' right corner. He chucks up the three ball. It hits every inch of the rim and bounces in there. Wow. Talk about a shooter's roll.
He's got three of them now.
Woo! Akers with three trifectas. Big lift for Anna off the bench, or I should say for Jackson Center off the bench. And the Tigers are right back in it. 8 straight points to start the second half. Here's a drive through the paint area by Hillscamp. Flips it up on the go. Clangs it off the rim. Rebound Jackson Center. Pringer in the left corner. Out back to Reichert. Lo and behold, Jackson Center has poured through 8 straight points. 27-22. Here's a three ball right corner. Reichert, little heavy. Rebound, Akers, tipped it, can't find the handle, out of bounds to Anna.
That's a good shot. I'll let him take that all day long.
Oh, yeah, Riker was open. Just misguided that one a bit heavy.
Anna once led 20-6. So it's a nice run of 16-7, spanning parts of both halves for the Jackson Center Tigers. Anybody's game now. Here's the ball tipped away by Camden Reese of Jackson Center into backcourt. Traced down by Bixler. Up the right side to Leidinger. Leidinger wants to probe the middle. Can't. Defense for Jackson Center much stickier here in the third quarter. Right flank at Schulzkamp. Right baseline Murray has an angle toward the rim. Left the four-footer short. Jackson Center leap tie to spear the rebound. Well done to Camden Reese. 4.5 to go, third quarter. End of a five. Reichert back to the basket, powers to the rim. In traffic, fadeaway 10-footer, fell off. Rebound, Anna. It almost went kerplunk. Anna got the board, though. Threw it up to Bixler on the arc to Stewart. High arching triple, way short. Anna's gone cold. Jackson Center hustling down the floor. Elkert all the way. Out back to Reichert for a triple. Air ball out of bounds. Here's Anna quickly up the floor. Jackson Center trying to retreat. 3-on-2 break. Bixler racing in from the left flank. Fouled at the rim. Jackson Center didn't get back. 27-22 Anna. Chuck, Jackson Center has had some looks to whittle it to what?
Well, they could have cut it down to two. The right? Last two threes that they missed.
Free throw. Bixler hits it. 28-22, Anna. Yeah, Jackson Center's had a couple of twos, a few threes to get this game even tighter. Anna, with a free throw here, has its first point of the second half, Chuck, and it took 4 minutes, 6 seconds. Well, that's what Tiger ball on defense will do to you.
It is, and I'll tell you what, it's got to be Bart Bixler time now for the Rockets. They need the ball in his hands and to create.
Second free throw by Bart. He dips the knees and pumps it up and in. 29-22, Anna by 7, Anna pressing, 10 players in backcourt. Here's Masteller against Sosby. Sosby dropped it, picked it up. Fed it to Elkert. Back to Sosby. Up the floor to Akers in the left corner. Goes baseline. Shot blocked by Anna. Crammed out of there. Bixler down the floor. 2-on-3. Pulls up. Goes to Leidinger. He probes the middle. All the way to the rack. He's belted. Two free throws, Leidinger.
Leidinger had the block at the other end, too.
Isaac Leidinger right now, Chuck, has got the big advantage on the Clancys.
He looks hungry tonight.
He's at the stripe. Two free throws coming. 3:33 to go, third quarter. Anna by 7. Free throw Leidinger. Good. Anna's been sharp at the stripe.
Well, there are 8 of 9.
Second free throw, Isaac Leidinger. He deliberates. Swish on number 2. Anna's back up at 9. 31-22. After Jackson Center had cut it to 27-22 at the 4-minute mark of the third. Four straight for the Rockets. Outside the arc on the left, it's Camden Reese. Straight on, Reichert for Jackson Center. Oh, what a play by Stewart. He pops the ball up in the air. Now it's loose at midcourt. Reichert gets it back. Scattered floor. Into the lane. On the arc to Sosby. Dribbles. Foul line. Missed it from 16. Rebound Stewart. 3-on-2. And to Bixler. Driving, shooting, short. Rebound Stewart, short. Reichert's got it for Anna. Or I should say for Jackson Center. Rockets missed a couple of opportunities right there. Lead for Anna, still 9. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Sosby, left corner. Baseline, Reichert on Stewart. Positions right in front. 5-footer, shy of the mark, but he's tagged on the wrist. Couple of free throws, Reichert for Jackson Center. That's where he needs to get the ball.
Oh, definitely. When he catches it down there, he puts it on the floor one time, and he's in position to shoot it. But now they got to make free throws. They're 1 of 4 with him up, and Aiden is 0 for 2.
Anna with a big edge on made foul shots.
Well, they got a 9-point lead, and they've outscored them by 8 at the free throw line.
A couple of halftime scores, Chuck, in the MAC. Game of interest. Anna's opponent tomorrow night, Versailles, is tied up with Minster at 25. And Botkins leads Houston by 11, 26-15 at the break.
Wow.
Scores thanks to Matt Zerker at Scoreboard Central here tonight at the Habitat of the Cat. I figured that Versailles-Minster game would be a tight squeeze.
Is that at Minster?
At Minster. Tough weekend for the Versailles boys.
Well, tough weekend for Anna, too.
Yeah. Free throw, Aiden Reichert. He nails it. 31-23. Lead is 8 for Anna.
Well, they just switch opponents because, like,
yes.
Matt just said
Minster comes here.
So.
Reichert dances the second free throw off the rim. It trickles through. Yeah, that was a tough call for us, but with Versailles being potentially unbeaten at Anna tomorrow night, we've got to cover that one.
Oh, I think absolutely.
Reichert connects twice at the stripe. Anna's lead is 7. 2:26 to go, third quarter. Bixler outside the arc on the right to Hielskamp. Isaiah Masteller back in. He stops and pops a 27-footer. My goodness. Wow. He hit that one from Route 274. Isaiah Masteller from way outside. Long distance trip ball. 10-point lead, Hannah. Here's Masteller over guarding at midcourt against Sosby. Common foul.
It's going to be his third foul, too. He hadn't played a lot. He keeps picking up fouls.
Yeah, he likes to try to knife in there and get those sneaky steals.
But he is quick.
10-point game. Jackson Center with the ball. Baseline right. Reichert. And a defender goes by, and Reichert missed the gimme. Loose ball on the floor. I think an undercut against Anna. Yep. Foul on Hielskamp.
It's another one of those that wouldn't be called if it didn't gain an advantage, but
right.
It did.
Yep. Loose leather, far side of the floor, about 5 feet inbounds. Hielskamp went sprawling for the ball, then tripped up a Jackson Center player who had a shot at the basketball. So it's a foul on Hielskamp and his third of the half. Couple on Jackson Center. Minute 54 left here in the third quarter. Anna possesses a 10-point advantage. Here's Elkert. He's got a lane. Drives. Left side of the paint. Left it short. He met resistance near the rim. Lighting her up the floor. Stops and pops from 15. Oh, he's on fire.
Bixler got a block on that last shot down there on Elkert.
Leidinger's had a couple of blocks. Bixler's had a block. Boy, the defense for Anna around the rim has been sparkling in this game. Anna's lead is 12. Jackson Center is out of rhythm. Reichert fights through the lane, has a 7-footer roll around and come out. 2-on-2, Anna down the floor. Bixler, bank shot, no good but a foul.
Reichert shooting in real tough luck right now around the basket.
Yeah, he sure is. And Anna is making life miserable for him. Oftentimes, Chuck, there's a hand right in his eyeballs.
Well, every time if he gets around Stewart, there's two other people waiting for him.
Right. Anna continues its torrid free throw shooting. That will win you games in the second half. Bixler pumped it home to make it 37-24 as the lead for Anna has swollen back out to 13 after Jackson Center cut it to what? 4 once, was it?
Five,
yep.
And had 2 possessions down 5.
Yeah, at least 2 possessions when it was 27-22. That was only about 3 minutes ago. Now it's 38-24, Anna. 70 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Here's Camden Reese, high right against Leidinger. Camden dribbles to the right corner. Throws on top to Heitkamp. Heitkamp, ball high overhead, looks for help. Can't find anybody. Still dribbling. Got to pick up the dribble now. Out of trouble to Sosby. And Sosby either traveled or stepped out.
Well, stepped out.
Anna now with 44 ticks on the clock. Gets a substitution in. Murray on the floor. Murray's got to wait for the next whistle. Anna spreads the court. We've got Masteller and Stewart in the corners. Leidinger and Bixler opposite each other. Near center court and pounding the ball in the Tiger logo. In the middle of the hardwood is Yulskamp, and the clock ticks down to 15-14.
Yeah, this is the difference. They got back, and Anna made a run back right at him.
Yes, indeed. Great response for the Rockets. 6-5. Bixler, head fake, down the lane, off balance, blocking foul, Jackson Center. Bart Bixler has made it happen. He and Leininger have been a two-man show tonight.
Well, you got 18 for Leininger and 2 for 11 for Bixler right now.
And he's got a chance to make a 12th and 13th point with 2.2 left in the third quarter. Bixler exploded from the top of the circle down the lane. Anna simply will not miss at the stripe. What, one missed free throw, Chuck?
They're 2, 4, 6, 7. They're 12 of 13.
Wow. Bixler made the first. He eyes the hoop on the second. Front rim, backboard, it falls through. Biggest lead of the game, 16. 40-24, Anna. Ball to midcourt, picked off by Yulskamp. To Leininger, 45-footer. Oh, it hit the back of the rim. Boy, the roof would have come off this place had that shot by Leininger gone down. Leaping steal by Yulskamp at midcourt. Quick handoff to Leininger. He got the shot off. It would have counted had it gone. 40-24, Anna by 16. Going to the fourth on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. LeCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LeCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LeCal. Locally, LeCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LeCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
It's loud in here.
Oh, it sure is. Tell you what, Chuck, if Anna can win this game by a fairly sizable margin, it's got some draw impacts, some seeding implications for the Rockets, who had three losses coming into this game.
Yeah, I would like to see a Division III team that is as talented as this one.
Right.
Well, I guess we're going to get a shot tomorrow night.
Uh-huh. Versailles, Anna tomorrow night from the Anna Gym. Offensive foul, Yulskamp to start the fourth quarter. He used the left arm to fend off a Jackson Center player at the timeline. 16-point game, Anna in the lead. 40-24, Elker to midcourt. Down to Riker, 25 feet away for Jackson Center. Deep left corner, Pringer lobs inside, telegraphed and picked off by Anna. On the run out, Yulskamp, somebody nipping at his heel, fouls him from the backside. Team foul 5 on Jackson Center. Anna Rockets tonight, Chuck, have probably got, what, 8 or 9 just outright steals?
Yeah, well, they've turned the ball over 9 times, and probably 7 of those are actual steals.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a college game the other night. Indiana was victimized, I think, 16 steals by the opposition in a game. Anna's about halfway there. Anna's defense has been suffocating, giving Jackson Center a dose of its own medicine tonight. 16-point lead Rockets, just over 7 to play. Bixler, straightaway Masteller. Anna can afford to play keep away. Bixler, baseline left corner, twisting, turning, banks up a 7-footer. He's got it over Elker.
That was a lot of work.
Bart Bixler with about 3 or 4 herky-jerky moves. Inbounds pass to Jackson Center. Lost away to Stewart. He missed a 6-footer. Rebound Jackson Center. Camden Reese down the floor. All the way to the rack. Blew it, Chippy. Rebound Anna. 3-on-2. Bixler out in front. Rimmed it. Rebound Jackson Center. 70-foot pass to Rikers. Up and in. 42-26. And up 16. Masteller, deep three, left corner. Bullseye! Masteller!
So many weapons.
45-26, Anna. 6:20 left here in the fourth. Heitkamp to midcourt for Jackson Center. Outside the arc to Riker. Gives it up right wing to Camden Reese. Swings it to Elkert. Dribble drive down the lane. Hand off to Reichert for the two. Jackson Center gets a timeout. 6 minutes to go in the game. Anna up 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Up the Jackson Center Tigers, Chuck, unlike Tuesday, still coming up all thumbs in the second half against Anna tonight.
Well, they had a good start of the third quarter, but then Anna had the answer. And Yeah, they've turned the ball over 10 times. They just don't look sharp tonight at all. Yep. And I give credit to the green down here on our left.
Oh, yeah.
That's a heck of a basketball team.
Uh-huh. The Jackson Center reeled off the first 8 points to start the third quarter. Got a 27-14 deficit to 27-22 halfway through the third. And since then, Anna has reeled off 18 points to Jackson Center 6.
Yep.
Midcourt for Anna. It is Gilskamp down the right side to Bixler, to Masteller, near sideline her. 5 team fouls in Jackson Center. Bixler top of the circle, lost it, got it back to Gilskamp. Down lining it for three, missed it off the rim. Long rebound, pinballed to Camden Reese of Jackson Center. Up the floor to Reichert, stops, doesn't shoot. Goes to Pringer on the arc. He guns it, missed it short. Rebound, Gilskamp. Gilskamp darts up the floor, gives it to Masteller for three. Bingo! My goodness. Oh, wow, what a weapon off the bench, Isaiah Masteller. 48-28, Anna up 20. Who would have thought? Who would have thought a 20-point game?
Not me.
3 minutes into the fourth, Jackson Center's being whipped by 20. Top of the circle with the ball is Reichert. Steps back into a three, fading, left it short. Rebound kicks to Masteller for Anna. 4:50 left. Long throw to Stewart. Stewart had a layup. Didn't realize there was no one around. Leaped into the air, caught it, didn't shoot it, threw it back to the arc. No one home for Anna,
yep.
And it went out of bounds.
That's only their second turnover of the second half and sixth in the game.
Incredible given the pace at which they play.
And the team that they're playing against.
Yes. Reichert outside the arc, straight away Elkert. That's about his first good long look of the night. He missed it off the back brace. Stick back is in by Reichert of Jackson Center. 48-30 Anna. Exploding down the lane. Gilskamp unguarded all the way to the cup for two. 50-30. Anna leads, but 20. Rockets still apply. Token pressure in backcourt. Elkert up the floor against Bixler. Glides over the timeline. Crossover dribble. Left corner Pringer. He shoots the triple from there. Rim, backboard, no. Rebound Gilskamp. Long throw to Bixler. He beats two Tigers down the floor. Left it short. He's fouled. Anna simply out hustling
Jackson.
Looks
like a track meet.
Yes. Yep. Rockets have turned it into a track meet for sure. Chuck, next time out break, you know what? I've got to make a trip to the restroom.
I'll handle it.
Okay. Free throw, Bixler, good. Anna's free throw shooting is sensational. Big Ten basketball teams should go to the Anna Rockets practice sessions. Did you make them both?
No, I missed the second one, rolled off.
One of two for Anna, which has only missed two all night. What are the Rockets, Chuck, about 18 for 20?
Well, they were 13 of 14, so they're now 14 of 16.
Here is Jackson Center, right corner of the floor. Tie-up occurs. We're down to 3:48 to go. 51-30 in favor of Anna. Head coach Nate Barhorst of the Rockets wonders what was called more than a Jackson Center timeout. I think that has been ruled Head coach Scott Elkert is saying, well, I didn't call one. Give us the ball anyway.
There you go.
It is a timeout.
Timeout.
It's a full, and I'm off to the restroom.
Okay, well, yep, I got you.
21-point game, 3:48 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
So we got 30-second timeout, 51-30. Game has gotten out of hand. Anna has had an answer to everything that Jackson Center's done tonight. Anna has had the answer, and it's going to be Jackson Center ball inbounding here as we come back. I've not ever done play-by-play, but I will do my best until Jack comes back. It's going to be Pringer inbounding the basketball for the Tigers. Elkert on top on the dribble, guarded by Bixler. Got the count on. Hits Reichert on the side. Stewart's got him. Takes it across the lane. Finds Heitkamp up for a three. No good. Rebound Stewart. And here comes Anna with 3.5 minutes to go and a 21-point lead. Huelskamp with the basketball on the bounce. Passes out to Bixler. Bixler holding it. Being guarded by Cameron Reese. And there goes Bixler around him. Masteller in the corner. Oh, he missed one. And the rebound is Pringer. Going down the Riker's got it. Going to the basket. Takes it. Gets the basket and the foul. He had 4.5. He now has 14, so he's picked it up a little bit. We've got a couple of subs now for Jackson Center. Mason Platfoot is checking in. And Jaron Reese, a 6'3 senior, checking in. Aiden Reichert at the line trying to complete the three-point play. Got it down to 19, but there's only 3:05 to go in the game. It looks like Anna's going to have a one-game lead in the Shelby County League at the end of this one. Free throw too hard. Got the rebound and got the basket. So offensive rebound, Reichert put the ball back in. 51-34, 2:55 to go in the game. Huelskamp over midcourt. They're a four-corner situation. We got Leininger with the basketball. Elkert's got him. He's dribbling the ball. No count. Now got the count on. Leininger tries to go around him. Picked up. Here comes Masteller to the ball. Blocked by Reichert. And Jackson Center's got it. Coming down the floor. Long pass into Platfoot. And Mason Platfoot gets two off the bench. 51-36. Huelskamp has it. The three-pointer up by Leininger. Short off the rim. Rebound Tigers. Here they come. Down 15, though, with only 2:10 to go. Platfoot with the ball. Now it's Elkert. They need to shoot quickly. Nice give and go inside to Reichert. Comes up a little short. Stewart did a nice job of defending him that time without fouling him. And Anna's got the ball on the walk now. They're not trying to push anything. They're going to spread it out a little bit and try to take care of the basketball. And there's a foul on Jaron Reese, who's in the basketball game now. And I think that's the 17th foul. They're going to go 1-1. Bixler will be at the free throw line shooting 1-1. And Jack is back.
Chuck, you were good luck for the Jackson Center Tigers.
They made a little bit of a run while you were gone.
I'm trying to stay extremely hydrated in an attempt to battle this flu, bronchitis, sinusitis. I've got a little stronger voice today than I've had for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, it sounds much better. We got a little blood on Bixler.
I tell you what,
nothing shocking about that.
No,
the kid is an animal out there. I love watching him play.
As hard as he does play, it's surprising he doesn't shed a little blood about every quarter of the game. A minute 44 to go. Anna still leads by 15, 51-36. The lead had stretched all the way to 20, I believe.
Yep.
What, 48-28?
I think it was 21 at one point.
21. Bixler at the stripe for Anna. And he is dead center again. Anna Rockets free throw shooting spectacular.
He's got 17. Leininger's got 18. and Jackson Center has 36, so they're only 1 point down.
Another free throw good. Marvelous foul shooting by Anna. The NBA and college basketball should attend the Anna free throw shooting clinic.
Well, they're standing. They got the right people shooting them, and they're making them.
17-point lead Rockets, a minute 34 to go in the game. Akers dribble drive into the lane. On the arc to Sosby, fadeaway three ball, short, hit the rim, backboard no good, over the back foul against Anna.
That's still going to be common.
Ball out of bounds to the Tigers underneath the rim. Akers, the playmaker. He's come off the bench and played well three balls.
He has. And Riker's got 16 now, very quiet 16.
Uh-huh.
Got a 10-point quarter going.
Inbounding is Jackson Center. Oh, a nice pass low on the right. Shot fake. Up once, twice, no good. Second time is in. That's Jaron Reese who got it to go. He got good position. Well done play underneath the rim on the inbounds action by Jackson Center. As Jaron Reese rubbed off a screen. 53-38, Anna by 15. A minute to go in the game. Up the Anna Rockets will hand Jackson Center its second loss in the Shelby County League. And both times it was Anna which dealt Jackson Center the setbacks.
They have not had a problem with them either game.
Nope. Beat them at 21 the first time. 15-point game here. Timeout called Anna. 54 seconds to go. 53-38 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Maybe not. Yep, here we go. Final less than a minute at Jackson Center. Habitat of the Cat. Anna is in the lead by 15 points. Unlike on Tuesday when Jackson Center rallied from 15 down against Fort Loramie to win by 3. Anna has shut the door.
Well, they rallied and got back in it, but Anna had the answer.
Yes. First 8 points of the third quarter scored by Jackson Center. Tigers cut Anna's lead to 5, and then a response by Anna, leading by as many as 20 and 21 points here in the fourth quarter. Here's an attempted slam dunk by Stewart. He got to the rim, couldn't get it over the iron, and Jackson Center got the rebound. 15-point game. Here's a pass to midcourt for the Tigers. It is over and back or out of bounds on the far side. Wholesale changes by Anna. 5 new players enter. Anna Rockets complete the clean sweep of Jackson Center this year.
Yeah, it was a no-doubter. They got control of the game early and stayed there. Kept the foot on the throat.
And I'll tell you what, Chuck, rather than cite the Tigers for poor play, give all the credit in the world to the Anna Rockets.
Oh, absolutely. They played great defense. They had a good offensive game plan. Nate Barhorst just does a fantastic job.
And Anna is dribbling out the final 15 seconds in midcourt. And both coaching staffs are up. And we're going to have the benches meet in front of the scorer's table as the last several seconds tick off. Domination by Anna here tonight. Biggest lead in this game for Anna was 20 points. 48-28 was Anna's biggest margin. Anna led at the half of this game, 27-14. As we mentioned, Jackson Center reeled off the first 8 to start the third quarter. Anna responded, pulled away, went up to 20. Rockets seal it with a 15-point triumph, 53-38. And the Shelby County League standings now look like this with Anna in the lead. Anna Rockets are now 8-1, Jackson Center 8-2. Fort Loramie idle tonight in league play, 6-3. Redskins play Marion Local at Fort Loramie tomorrow night. Botkins was defeating Houston in league action tonight. Fairlawn-Ruchi game was pretty tight heading into the fourth quarter. We'll get an update in a moment. All Anna tonight. Rockets beat the Tigers twice this year by 21 and by 15. Chuck?
Well, taking a look at the final stats, the rebounding was pretty even. 22-20 rebounding advantage for the Tigers, 5-2 on the offensive boards. They turned it 11 times, and Anna only turned it 6. Free throw shooting, big deal. 15-point win, outscored them by 13 at the free throw line. 16 of 18, 3 of 7 for the Tigers. Individual scoring for Jackson Center. Aiden Reichert scored 16, 10 of those in the fourth quarter, and they got 9 from Clay Aikens. Clay Aikens, I think he was on American Idol. And then he should have won. I'm just going to go there right now. He should have won.
Yep.
3 threes for Akers off the bench. He had 9. On the other side, Anna had 2 young men with 18. Bart Bixler scored 18. And Isaac Leininger scored 18. The Clancy's players of the game for Jackson Center, we're going to go with Aiden Reichert. And we got to put 2 of them out there for Anna. Isaac Leininger and Bart Bixler.
Brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's. Just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
At Chuck, the Jackson Center Tigers scored 38 points in both games against Anna this year. Now, oftentimes for Jackson Center, 38 is enough to win a game, as it was on Tuesday when the Tigers scored 37 and beating Fort Loramie by 3. But against a high-powered offense like Anna, which runs the floor, doesn't let you slow down, Jackson Center simply could not cope with it. Got behind to the Rockets. That's the key. You've got to maintain shouting distance at least from Anna.
Yep.
Anna got too big of a lead, double-digit lead fourth quarter, just far too much to overcome. Anna Rockets were phenomenal in this contest tonight. Anna would like to have those first three games back at the start of the year where they were still wearing shoulder pads.
Right.
They might have one or two fewer losses, but nonetheless, Rockets are feeling it. This club is starting to peak right now.
There's so many weapons. I mean, Masteller comes out and hits 3 threes, and he's the type of kid, the one he missed, you thought was in, and it was halfway down and came back out. Leininger is a potential scorer every game, but one thing he does tremendously every game is plays perimeter defense. He is a great on-ball defender,
right,
and he showed that tonight with a couple of early picks that got them rolling offensively. And then Bart Bixler, you can't say enough about that kid. He just plays and plays and plays. Huelskamp only had 4 tonight, but his defense is outstanding. Cam Stewart, I really considered him for the Clancy's player of the game also, but Riker ended up with 16, so
right,
if you could have kept him around 10, I would have had him in the mix too.
Anna playing with such great confidence. The free throw shooting, extraordinarily good. Again, the pro and college teams should take a cue from Anna's foul shooting. These boys, spectacular. Only hit the rim a couple, 3 times all night.
Yeah, they shot it well. And the ones that didn't go in were right off the rim. Bixler missed 2. You know, so we probably make him walk back to Anna.
Now, Jackson Center is just a half game behind Anna in the standings. Anna cannot afford a misstep. League games remaining for Anna on February 7 against Fort Loramie at Anna. And then on the 17th, of February, that's a Monday, the final Monday of the high school season in the Shelby County League, when Anna hosts Botkins. So the Rockets do have two more remaining, can't afford a misstep, but they're both at home.
Right, well, they got Fairlawn, too.
I'm sorry, Fairlawn this coming Tuesday night.
Yeah,
I knew there was a third game somewhere.
But Fort Loramie and Botkins, it could be formidable, but they got them at home.
Yes.
So that gives them definitely the advantage.
And tomorrow night, it's a big game between Anna from the Shelby County League, Versailles from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Understand that Versailles was leading Minster 40-29 tonight at the end of three at Minster. So Versailles more than likely comes in undefeated to the Rockets gym tomorrow night, the number one ranked team in the state in boys D3, the Versailles Tigers, playing at Anna tomorrow evening. We've got the play-by-play in color beginning at 7:10.
I'll be there.
And tomorrow afternoon, 2:10 approximately, it's the Fort Loramie girls on the road at Anna. Fort Loramie at Anna. Anna played pretty well for two quarters against Fort Loramie. First time around against the Redskins at the Fort Loramie gym. We're considering coverage on Monday night of Dayton Carroll at Minster. Considering coverage Monday night at Dayton Carroll at Minster. Mr. Mike Wiss.
Mr. Minster.
Mr. Mike Wiss will be there. Saw him this past Monday. He was scouting St. Henry at the St. Henry Fort Loramie girls game. But we're considering coverage on Monday. Carroll at Minster. Could very well be a fine girls game. Minster playing extremely well right now. 24 last night for Ivy Worth.
She is a monster.
Ivy Wolf. 24 last night. She had 36 a couple weeks ago against New Bremen.
Yeah, she's a player. I mean, they had some growing pains early in the season. You know, they lost Springer down to Xavier.
Right.
And so they had to reinvent themselves on what they wanted to do. But they have, and they've got an outstanding coach to let them do that.
So keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update our schedule for you in the next 24 to 36 hours, considering that Monday game, as we said, Dayton Carroll at Minster. Minster beat Carroll in a highly touted game last year at Carroll's gym. Dayton Carroll's got a very good record, in fact. I think Dayton Carroll's lost maybe just one or two more than Minster.
Well, they've been over in Columbus a few times in the last few years.
And Minster coming off a big win over the Versailles girls last night.
Is Carroll two or three?
Dayton Carroll is Division III. Two? Division
III.
You're
thinking,
right.
I was thinking they were two.
Matt Zerker just held up his index finger saying maybe they're Division I.
Well,
I think they're D2.
Matt would know.
We'll get a clarification as we note the Jackson Center, Chuck, not out of the Shelby County League boys race.
No.
Remaining games at Botkins away, Fairlawn at home. So they've got a nice break in the schedule. Jackson Center should finish no worse than 10-2 if Anna stubs its toe against either Fairlawn or Botkins. Or Fort Loramie, then that opens the door for Jackson Center to get a share.
But that Botkins game is not a gimme for Jackson Center either.
No, that's true. It is on the road. You're right. Yeah, it is on the road at Botkins. Yep. In fact, both teams have got Botkins remaining. Botkins can play spoiler.
They can. They're good. Yeah. They're a good basketball team and getting better.
My mistake. I was looking at Fort Loramie sked. Botkins has got Anna on February 17th, and Jackson Center plays Botkins on February 7th, 10 days before Anna does. So the Botkins Trojans can be the spoiler in the Shelby County League boys race, that is for sure. 2:10 webcast time tomorrow, Fort Loramie girls at Anna in the Shelby County League girls race. Fort Loramie's got it in the hip pocket. Anna's only lost once.
Well, if they could pull something off, they would be tied.
Oh, yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
I said hip pocket. You know, Anna can change that with a huge surprise tomorrow. That's quite an undertaking.
It would be a huge surprise.
Against the state's number one ranked girls team in Division Four. We've got the webcast at 1:10 tomorrow. Tip-off 1:30. I'm sorry, 2:10 tomorrow. Tip-off at 2:30. So many thanks again to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Again, a new underwriting sponsor, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. So many thanks to Pinnacle. Drop in and see Jim Spitzer. Good guy to know. 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He works with you one-on-one, develops a truly customized treatment program, maintains great progress by specializing a home program for you. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, new in Fort Loramie, 700 East Park. Accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. And most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation Center in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park. Phone 419-1491, 419-1491, Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. And we move forward to tomorrow afternoon. Again, 2:10 webcast time, Fort Loramie at Anna Girls. Tomorrow night, the long-awaited matchup between the Versailles Tigers and the Anna Rockets. Versailles more than likely undefeated heading into play tomorrow night. Last we heard, leading Minster by double digits early in the fourth quarter at Minster this evening. Again, tip-off 7:30 tomorrow night, webcast time 7:10. So many thanks to Matt Zerker alongside here tonight. He helped us with our setup. We've got a great perch now at Jackson Center. We are in row number 1.5, right behind the scores table, midcourt. Beautiful view. Among the home and visiting crowds. No longer a crow's nest climb.
That's good. I can't climb them.
Fine spot. Love it here. We'll be back next Saturday, by the way. Jackson Center hosts Columbus Grove, a Northwest District D4 powerhouse.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
So many thanks to Matt. He's provided us with score updates all night long. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Jackson Center, where the Anna Rockets have taken the lead in the Shelby County League, defeating Jackson Center 53-38.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.